NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. The Nebraska Medical Center says a patient it was treating for Ebola, Dr. Martin Salya, has died. He had been flown to the facility in Omaha over the weekend after contracting the disease in Sierra Leone. He had been treating patients there with Ebola. The hospital says Salya died as a result of the advanced symptoms of the disease. The parents of American aid worker Peter Kasich will make a public statement today. He was beheaded by militants from the so-called Islamic State. They released a video over the weekend. NPR's Mara Liasson says the murder was confirmed by the White House.
The president has confirmed the death of American hostage Peter Kasich. He said the aid worker was killed in an act of pure evil by Islamic State militants. The president issued a statement where he offered his prayers and condolences to the parents and family of Abdul Rahman Kasich, also known as Peter. He issued the statement to reporters on Air Force One as he returned home from his trip to Asia.
NPR's Mara Liasson. Kasich is the fifth known Westerner to be beheaded by the extremists. The third largest economy in the world is unexpectedly back in recession. The news is a setback for Japan's government after two decades of deflation. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Japan's gross domestic product shrank at an annual rate of 1.6% in the third quarter of this year. Economists had predicted it would grow at around 2%. It's the second quarterly contraction since April, when the government hiked a national sales tax from 5% to 8%. Household spending made modest gains, but wages are not keeping up with inflation, and private residential investment slumped 24% last quarter. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is now likely to put off further hikes in the sales tax. He's also expected to call snap elections next month to revive his political mandate. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
In Romania, the prime minister has conceded his country's presidential runoff election to an ethnically German mayor. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports the surprise concession comes before the announcement of official results.
At 42, Romanian Prime Minister Victor Ponta had hoped to become his country's youngest president. But voters, especially the millions living outside Romania, were swayed by his German rival Klaus Iohannis, who is the center-right mayor of a Transylvania town. Expat voters had protested at several polling stations in Europe following the first round, which Ponta won. Long queues and poor planning left many unable to vote, and the complaints led to the Romanian foreign minister resigning last week. There were fewer voting irregularities in the latest round. The mayor, meanwhile, vows to tackle widespread corruption and strengthen the independence of the Romanian judiciary. Romania is the European Union's second poorest state. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
Officials in Texas continue to investigate a weekend leak at a chemical plant in suburban Houston. Four people were killed. You're listening to NPR News. A new version of the charity song, Do They Know It's Christmas, has been released. Proceeds will go to fight Ebola. Larry Miller reports most of the musicians weren't yet born when the original song was recorded 30 years ago during the Ethiopian famine.
One Direction, Ed Sheeran, Ellie Goulding, Chris Martin, and Bono represented the different generations on the single, every cent going to Ebola charities. The effort was put together by Sir Bob Geldof, who kicked off the original version. He told the BBC, money can wipe out Ebola.
Throw enough resources at it, we begin to unpick this foul little plague and actually get rid of it.
Within 4 minutes of being released, the song raised nearly $2 million. French and German versions are being recorded this week. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
A new report says there are more homeless children in the U.S. The National Center on Family Homelessness says in 2013, nearly 2.5 million children didn't have a home. Carmela DeCandia is the center's director.
51% of the homeless child population is under age six. We're talking about very, very little kids who are living very unstable lives.
The center estimates one child in every 30 is homeless in the U.S. Federal Drug Enforcement agents made unannounced visits to the medical staffs of three NFL teams on Sunday. The DEA's checks are part of an investigation into former NFL players' claims that football teams improperly handled prescription medication. There were no arrests. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Ford, maker of the C-Max Hybrid.